WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, July 29th. Coming up, the Summer Piano Institute is back at the University of Illinois for the first time since 2019. We'll learn more about this intensive week of study from Professor Emeritus Ian Hobson in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois state lawmakers met yesterday to discuss closing a loophole that allows people with revoked gun permits to still buy ammunition. Mawa Iqbal has more.
In Cook County alone, over 32,000 firearm owners' identification cards have been revoked, according to County Sheriff Tom Dart. But he recently noticed that many people don't turn in their revoked cards as required by law, and they can use it to buy ammo even though the card is invalid. State Representative LaShawn Ford of Chicago said he's working to close that loophole.
One of the things that I'm happy that I'm able to work with members on this task force, with DART, on the right to require a valid FOIA card to purchase ammunition.
Ford introduced a similar bill earlier this year, but it failed to advance. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The developers of a multi-state carbon capture pipeline this week submitted an application to build the Illinois portion. Navigator Heartland Greenway is asking the Illinois Commerce Commission for permission to construct the pipeline through 13 counties. Ann Baskerville is a Sierra Club Illinois organizer and member of the Coalition to Stop CO2 Pipelines. She says similar pipelines have ruptured in the past, posing health hazards.
What is concerning about the CO2 is, you know, exposure to high concentrations of it can lead to respiratory problems. Very dangerous if, you know, people are exposed to that, and animals, obviously.
In previous public hearings, company representatives have said they work with local EMS crews to train them for emergency situations. The pipeline would end at a sequestration site in Christian County, southeast of Springfield. A weekend-long effort to combat local gun violence starts tonight. As Harrison Malkin reports, the religious leaders behind Guns to Garden Tools hope it will inspire action.
A few years ago, Rabbi Alan Cook of Sinai Temple in Champaign heard about a group that transforms donated guns into gardening tools. Cook thought it was a powerful idea, and it reminded him of the Jewish principle, Tikkun Olam.
We emphasize the idea of Tikkun Olam, of literally repairing the world and making it according to God's original vision.
Alongside the Champaign-Urbana Interfaith Alliance and the Ministerial Alliance, this event is becoming a reality. Raw Tools is the group doing the blacksmithing. They've commissioned projects in many cities, even turning guns into artwork. Champaign's Randolph Street Community Garden is an area directly impacted by gun violence, and that's where this gathering will begin. It'll mark a weekend of peace. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll get a preview of faculty and student performances at this year's University of Illinois Summer Piano Institute. That story from Jim Meadows is coming up next on 217 Today.
The new drama Hotel Portofino focuses on the Ainsworths, a British family who relocate to Italy to run an upscale resort on the Mediterranean. The family struggles to keep up with their elite clients' extravagant demands. This series is a fun cocktail of drama, glamour, and mystery. It's an enchanting look at early 20th century Italian culture. You can stream this and other acclaimed period dramas as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Faculty from the University of Illinois Summer Piano Institute will perform tonight with Sinfonia da Camera at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. There's another concert tomorrow evening featuring some of the students. All this week, the Institute has put guest faculty together with more than 30 advanced piano students for one-on-one sessions and masterclasses. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows spoke with pianist and Sinfonia da Camera director Ian Hobson, who's been putting on the Summer Piano Institute for several years.
Oh, quite a long time, yes. Maybe 12 or 15 years. But the new component is with the orchestra, Sinfonia da Camera, which has come into the picture in the last 5 or 6 years as an accompanist to the international faculty artists that we have in concertos, and also for the students. And that's a really special feature, in my opinion, is that we have a concert where the students who come to the Institute can compete at the beginning of the week And then we choose the winners. In this case, we have four to play with the orchestra on Saturday night. So it's very exciting for them.
We're talking near the end of the Institute, so everything's been going on since the beginning of the week.
Yeah, basically the week has been teaching every morning. We have five faculty members doing that, and each one gives a masterclass every day of the week. And so there's been a great deal of teaching and learning going on. But now we come to the final concerts. Friday night is with faculty. Hyeon Choi is from Seoul National University. She came here with several students, and she's playing Brahms' first piano concerto with me, conducting on Friday night. And also our own faculty colleague, Timothy Allen, is going to play the piano concerto by Florence Price, who's coming into a lot of favor these days as an African-American pioneer composer of the 20th century. And this piece is beautiful, very, very fun piece, concerto in one movement by Florence Price.
This is the first Institute you've held since the pandemic.
I believe so, yes.
What's it like getting everybody back together again?
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling. It's really a wonderful feeling, especially this year. I'm so proud of the faculty that we have. We have Mr. Pompabaldi is from Cleveland Institute. Hyeon Choi, who's playing the Brahms, is a major professor at Seoul National University. Boaz Sharon, who's been at all my festivals, is from a professor of Boston. And Timothy Allen and myself are from here. And to have all these students from all over the world, you know, we had a tremendous outpouring of people who wanted to come. And I have a student who's playing on Saturday night. He's 13 and a half years old. And I only met him here because he's been studying with me on Zoom from Washington, D.C. And he's really quite something. He's going to play Chopin.
So one of the pianists is 13.
Yeah.
You've got I think four pieces listed here. What's the age range of everybody on that night?
Well, he's the only young one. The others are college age or beyond. But we have wonderful, rare piano concertos. We have the Totentanz, Dance of Death by Liszt, which is a very exciting piece. And then we have the Ravel Concerto for Left Hand Alone, piano, which is written for Paul Wittgenstein, who lost his right arm during the World War I. And then we have the Prokofiev First Piano Concerto, which is a great virtuoso piece that Prokofiev wrote for himself to play when he was in college.
It's really a range of music here from the 19th to the 20th.
We listened to about 20 people playing auditions, and they all played different concertos from Mendelssohn, Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, you name it, Mozart. And so we listened to all of them, and we chose these four.
What stood out among the winners? What made them the ones that you wanted to pick?
Well, it's a very specific thing with concertos, because you're not playing alone, obviously, which means that you have to be very disciplined rhythmically. You have to be able to interact with the orchestra. And you have to be able to time things just right. And so people who know the pieces extremely well, even though they may not have played them ever before, but they're studied and they're ready. That's the main component, I must say, of a concerto.
Now, the Institute has been going on all week with, I guess, one-on-one sessions with the students, as well as master classes. And these are not beginners, so...
No, there's several high schools, pre-college people. I think we have about six or seven of those. And then we have people of all age ranges from 18 up to 35, let's say.
So when you're up at this skill level, what do you focus on with the students?
Well, every student is different. Every need is different. I'm working with everybody for 30 minutes lessons. And it depends. They may want to work on technique. They may want to just play something to get used to the idea of performing it. There are all sorts of different ways, whether it's Brahms or whether it's Beethoven or Ravel. We have to treat everybody individually, but give them something that they can gain from.
Ian Hobson is a piano professor emeritus at the University of Illinois and director of the U of I's Summer Piano Institute. He'll conduct his ensemble, Sinfonia da Camera, at a Piano Institute faculty recital this evening at 7:30 at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. Students who won the Piano Institute's concerto competition will perform tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Smith Memorial Hall. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 81 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Tim Shelley, Harrison Malkin, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.